Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone. This is Mahin, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the innovative solutions and entrepreneurial journeys that are transforming industries across Canada. Today, we're diving into the legal profession, really focusing on how technology is elevating administrative burdens and creating a new model for legal practice. Now, recent trends highlights the increasing demand for efficiency and work-life integration within the legal field, challenging traditional law firm structures. And this discussion will provide valuable insights into how legal tech is empowering lawyers to practice more effectively and with greater control. And to discuss that, joining us are Jian Li, the Chief Business Officer and Co-Founder, Leon Chang, the CEO and Co-Founder, and Nikki Kihira, the Managing Lawyer at VLaw, Canada's first subscription-based virtual legal practice platform. They're dedicated to transforming how lawyers work by providing comprehensive back-end operations and practice management support. And today, we'll discuss the transformative legal practice through tech, how VLaw addresses administrative burdens, and the future of legal practice with platform models. Without a further ado, let's welcome our guests, Jian, Nikki, and Leon. Welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us. How are you?
Very well, Mahin. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank
absolutely.
You.
Right.
I'm well.
Now, pleasure having you all. It's very pleased to have you. We'll kind of discuss or open a discussion by understanding the transformation of legal practice through technology and the platform economics, because the legal industry is really undergoing a significant transformation as technology really reshapes how services are delivered. Leon, we'll start with you. What inspired you to create VLaw, and how does your virtual legal practice platform differ fundamentally from traditional legal practice models in Canada?
Well, Mahin, it really starts with the question of what does the modern lawyer want? And it's the freedom to practice wherever, whenever, and however they want while making good money. I know we taboo that a lot talking about money, but it's really something that is at most important of the work that they're doing. I spent over 20 years in banking, and I witnessed firsthand how digital transformation revolutionized how the financial services had gone from introduction of ATM to online and then mobile banking. But it was evident that the legal industry remained mostly unchanged as one of the oldest professions, if not the oldest. Prior to the pandemic, we started with the idea of just a straight up virtual law firm, but that all went out the window when the world shut down. The aha moment really came when we researched how lawyers actually spend their time. Through primary and secondary research, we discovered that average lawyers are billing only 2.5 hours of an 8-hour day, meaning that 60% of their time goes to admin instead of actually practicing law. So that's like a surgeon spending most of their day on paperwork instead of performing surgery. And traditional law firms really make lawyers become entrepreneurs, IT managers, HR directors, and compliance officers all at once. And VLaw flips that. So we handle all the backend infrastructure so that lawyers can focus on what they're trained to do, practicing law, helping clients and people in need. Think about it like Netflix versus Blockbuster. The same services, but completely different delivery model. Instead of each lawyer building their own expensive infrastructure, our platform provides enterprise-level resources at individual practitioner cost. And it's like moving from owning a car yourself to accessing Uber's entire fleet when you need it.
Right. That's a very clear vision for disrupting a traditional industry. And it sounds like you're addressing a significant pain point for many, many legal professionals that are out there. Now, the administrative burden on legal professionals is a well-known challenge. Let's now discuss how VLaw helps lawyers reclaim their time. Because legal professionals today, they really struggle with heavy administrative workloads that take time really away from practicing law. Nikki, we'd love to kind of throw this at you. What are some of the most surprising insights that you've encountered from your research with lawyers about their practice pain points, particularly concerning the critical time and administrative burden they face? And how does VLaw's approach specifically help lawyers regain control of their time?
In terms of surprises, nothing. I second everything that Leon just said. But, you know, I was a lawyer. I worked in several law firms. So I wasn't surprised to find out about, you know, how administration is taking over. It was more confirming what I'd seen and heard. In terms of how VLaw provides a solution, what it is that VLaw provides, the online file organization system and the bookkeeping system, and basically the machinery that lawyers need to log into to organize their practice. Right. And that's what we do. So they don't need to create those. They have the online system to set up for them and maintain for them. So you don't need to worry about that. So then they have a lot more of their, you know, mental energy and also time to focus on actual legal work.
Mm-hmm. Now, this anecdote about the solo practitioner really spending 60% of her time on non-billable tasks is incredibly telling and really highlights the immense value that VLaw can provide. Now, VLaw is clearly shaping the future of legal practice. Let's kind of dive into how platform models are creating better work-life integration for lawyers, because the way that professionals manage their careers is changing rapidly, with new models offering even greater flexibility and control. Gian, this one's for you. Where do you see the legal profession evolving over the next 5 to 10 years? And how are platforms like VLaw specifically positioned to create better work-life integration and control versus the traditional balance for lawyers?
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, we have a new onset era of AI and digital tools, right? And I think a lot of industries that are not in the legal profession are early adopters of that. And I think there has been some hesitation, specifically in the legal field, right, to adopt some of these tools due to compliance and regulation, the high standards, right, that the legal profession itself inherently has. But it's really exciting because it's a new gateway, right, for lawyers to explore these different AI technology, because we all know lawyers are burnt out. And just to kind of add on to the early questions you have about some of the insights that we had in researching what lawyers' day-to-day life look like. And what we found is that, lawyers are quite burnt out from the traditional model, and they're looking for more of a work-life balance, more purpose in their practice, more autonomy, more flexibility. That has often been the biggest kind of constraints in the traditional legal practice. So I think the future of law, right, with in this new generation of like millennials and Gen Z, we are valuing more work-life balance. We're valuing more purpose in our work. We don't want to hustle and grind our way to work anymore. So I think the future of law lies in that people are looking for different ways to practice, a different model. And that's exactly what VLaw is creating, is to just show lawyers, future generations of lawyers, that, hey, that there is a new way to practice where you don't have to, you don't have to burn yourself out in order to practice law. And as well as the technology adoption, right? So, VLaw provides that, where we are always on an ongoing basis looking at new technology that helps to streamline some of the workflow for lawyers so they have efficiency, right, in their work. So really it's just about adopting innovation quicker, mm-hmm. being embracive of that. So
A very, very forward-thinking vision for the legal profession. Thank you so much for sharing that, Gian. And it sounds like a very significant shift towards more autonomy and efficiency for lawyers. Now, VLaw operates on a subscription-based model. Let's kind of discuss how this benefits both lawyers and their clients. Because new service models, they're reshaping how clients and professionals interact, offering greater predictability and transparency. Nikki, how does VLaw's subscription-based platform model benefit not only the lawyers who use it, but also their clients in terms of transparency and access to legal services?
Well, in terms of client benefits, there's probably two. One is that because the lawyers don't have as much admin concerns, right, they'll be more available for the clients, and that way they'll just have more mental energy to talk to the clients. And in terms of transparency, the software that VLaw uses to organize the practice is quite user-friendly. So when the lawyers need to submit or what documents they need to the client, it should be easy for the clients to follow, right? But client transparency is an obligation on all lawyers. So regardless of whether on a virtual model or the old model, there should in fact be transparency between lawyers and clients. The fact that we use user-friendly software may assist with that, though.
Mm-hmm. It really highlights a win-win scenario where the subscription model, it creates predictability and access for both sides of the legal relationship. Now, VLaw has recently expanded and it's conducting research. Let's highlight these accomplishments because expansion into new regions really shows the growing need for innovative and efficient legal services. Gianna and Leon, VLaw recently soft launched services in BC and is exploring expansion into other provinces. Can you please tell us more about this growth and any recent research on lawyer efficiency and well-being that you'd like to share?
Yeah, you know, we really look at, you know, our BC soft launch validates the model. And we're seeing that the lawyers are recovering their time like we had anticipated and maintaining and increasing their revenue, right? So that feedback has been positive. And we're particularly excited about expanding into other regions, other provinces. So right now, we're seeking visionary managing lawyers to help establish operations in Ontario and then later in Alberta. Someone who sees the future of legal practice and wants to be part of shaping it. And this really represents a first mover advantage for the right lawyer, the opportunity to lead market transformation while building a scalable practice. And as we expand, we're not just replicating our core platform. Much like what Jian was saying, it is taking that feedback and innovating based on that feedback and creating that loop. You know, one perfect example of that is our newly dedicated convincer service that we're just about to roll out. So you're first hearing this, Maheen, and your listeners. During our research and conversations with solo practitioners and small firms, we kept hearing the same frustration. I have clients who need real estate services, but I don't have enough volume to hire a dedicated conveyancer, and I don't want to turn away profitable work. So this speaks directly to the research insight we're seeing. You know, ongoing research shows that consistent pattern. Lawyers are using platform reporting 50% lower burnout and 60% higher client satisfaction. And this correlates to operational efficiency and professional fulfillment. And our conveyancer service is a perfect example of this innovation. When lawyers are forced to either turn away clients or take on work outside their experience, it creates stress and limits growth potential. And our solution gives them access to pre-screened roster of qualified conveyancers available on demand, matched to their needs and budget within 24 hours. So this impact on, I think, personal well-being is significant. And that's a huge part of it, is that lawyers can focus on what they do best, building client relationship and practicing in their area of expertise, while our experts handle the complex conveyance work. No more admin hassle, no more stress about quality control, no more lost revenue from turnaway clients. And this is exactly the kind of innovation we're bringing to the market. We're creating an ecosystem where legal professionals can truly thrive while serving their clients better.
Jian, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, for sure. And just this idea of well-being, right? It means so many things to different people, but we found, you know, common themes is that freedom and sense of purpose is our big values that contributes to a personal well-being, right? It's like a fundamental right that each individual wants to have. And I think in a traditional firm model, there's deadlines, there's competition there, right? There are the managing lawyers that are breathing down these associates' necks. They don't have the choices to pick their own cases to work with the clients that they want. So a lot of the times they feel that sense of freedom and that sense of perhaps personal purpose, right, has been just diluted. I think that's what really inspire us to create VLaw, is that we're giving back lawyers that sense of freedom again. We don't dictate the quotas that a lawyer needs to meet at the end of the month, right? We encourage them to go out, get their own clients, and we encourage them to bring in obviously like higher revenue, but at the same time, they have those options. I think it's those personal choices, preferences, and options that creates a sense of freedom, and that contributes to a lawyer's well-being.
That's really exciting to hear about VLaw's rapid expansion and the commitment to research. And it speaks to the demand of your innovative model and your dedication to the well-being of the legal professionals. Now, this was a very enlightening conversation with all of you, and we'd love to kind of conclude and summarize some key insights for our listeners. Leon, what are some of the key takeaways that you'd like our listeners to remember from this conversation? And Nikki, what final advice would you have for legal professionals that are looking to regain control of their time and embrace new models for a better work-life integration?
Absolutely. Yeah, so three key points. I'll go first and I'll let Nikki offer his final advice on that. You know, three key points really. First, the legal industry is at a tipping point. Early adopters of platform model will have significant competitive advantage. Second, as Jian already talked about, technology should enhance human capabilities, not replace it. And VLaw amplifies what lawyers do best. Thirdly, very importantly, work-life integration is possible when you have the right infrastructure. For the lawyers listening in your audience, start with an honest assessment of how you spend your time. If you're working 60 hours, but only billing 30, there is a better way. Nikki?
Talk to us. I had a three-word answer, actually. Just talk to us. Advice for lawyers trying to change your practice, talk to us. And especially talk to Leon and Jian.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Leon, Jian, and Nikki, for sharing your expertise and your insights with us today. I mean, your practical advice and the vision for the future of legal practice, they're truly valuable for our listeners, and we appreciate the time that you took to join us. So thank you.
Thank you, Maheen.
Thank you so much, Maheen.
And listeners, that was an insightful conversation with Leon, Jian, and Nikki on the transformative transformation of legal practice through technology, addressing administrative burdens and creating better work-life integration for lawyers. VLaw subscription-based platform really offers comprehensive solution for legal professionals, so please do check it out. Again, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. Please visit our website, canadiansme.ca, to subscribe. And a special shout out to our partners before we leave. It's RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, and Google for their ongoing commitment to empowering small businesses in Canada. Until next time, please keep innovating and striving for success. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.